Red FM. Red FM. Proudly supporting Cork GAA.
Yeah, it's a good win. Like, you know, I suppose any time you beat Kerry is a good thing, but we're not going to get ahead of ourselves either. Like, it's still only a semi-final of Munster. You know, like, Kerry aren't out of the championship, so I'm sure we'll come across them again.
How important is it to go the direct route?
Well, it is always the route we'd prefer to go, because, to be honest, you know, and if you could get a game there away up in the north or in Connacht, you'd know what, it's a bit of a lottery, like, if you go the qualifier route, so we're happy to go straight.
New position for you today in full forward. No. Will you be staying there, you think?
Yeah, sure. I suppose we'd be glad to get on the 15. That's the main thing, like, you know, but sure, look, if I need it in full forward, I'll do a job if I can, you know, but as I said, you know, any game time is good.
How important are these games early in the year, intensity-wise?
Well, you know, later on in the summer, it'll be a lot higher again. Like, but it will build up as the summer goes along. Like, Kerry will improve, you know, so hopefully it'll be a good championship after.
All systems go for clear now.
Yeah, please God, yeah. Like, you know, I didn't see anything about the game now yesterday, but they had a good win over Limerick, you know, so we'll be gearing towards that next.
Yeah, sure, we're happy enough, I suppose, but no, I suppose it's only one piece of the jigsaw, as I said, but happy to come up with the win in here.
Where do you think that game changed for Cork?
I suppose we were consistent enough all the way through. I suppose we held our heads and there was composure there all the way through. And I mean, that counted for an awful lot there. I think the experience told as well over the last few years. We didn't lose the head, as well as I said. And, you know, we just kept at it, and we kind of have grinded them down the finish up, I suppose. But there was some good football play there as well, and, you know, we were happy enough for that.
How important is it to go the direct route?
Yeah, look, I suppose it certainly takes a bit of load off you, you know. I mean, travelling, I suppose, can take a lot of teams, and, you know, there's that side to it. Certainly, look, the name of the game is winning games, and, you know, we wanted to win today, Kerry wanted to win today, and thankfully we've won, as the fella said. And, look, we can look no further than Clare the next day, as the fella said, and, you know, that's our next goal. That's our next goal ahead of us.
That you went to back door last year didn't really work out for you, that you wanted to go direct route.
Yeah, sure, look, every year we want to go the direct route. Like I say, you know, our focus was on winning today, and I'm sure Kerry was as well. You know, you try and go, I suppose the quickest way possible, as the fella said. Thanks, boy.
How nice is it to beat Kerry below here?
Sure, look, I suppose, as well as I said, when you're in your backyard, I suppose you always try and do the best in front of your own crowd. But look, it's always great to beat Kerry, and I'm sure they say the same about us, but certainly today it's a great day to have won today now.
Yeah, happy, yeah, just, you know, get over the line is important, get the Munster final. It's our focus, you know, we won't dwell too much on today, we have plenty of room for improvement on it, alright.
What about the late changes to the game? Can you tell us something about the injuries to that?
Yeah, well, I think just picked him up yesterday. Fenton walked with a bad infection in his toe yesterday morning. Pierce overstretched, doing a little bit of a warm up on his own day yesterday, so just ruled him out, so you just have to move on, and we're fortunate enough to have good people to come off the bench and other people to back that up.
They should be right for the Munster final, though.
Well, we're hopeful anyway, yeah. Cork's Red FM.